We're here on the Flight by Yuengling Locker Room Show. Welcome in, folks, on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Saints falling 20-13 in the season opener to the Arizona Cardinals, snapping that streak of six consecutive opening season wins for the black and gold. Arizona coming away with a seven-point win over the Saints, and we're going to check back in with the Superdome. Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister has the latest injury news.
As we talk about the injury update, couple guys, one particularly was not able to continue. Talisi Fuagua, your right tackle, was not able to continue in the game, left the game with a knee injury. It's named questionable, but did not come back in. A guy that fought through some pain and injury was Chris Olave, was dealing with the ankle injury. He did finish. The other one was Banks, Kelvin Banks, who left the game or at least had something retaped up. But he was able to finish the game. Those were three players that we saw kind of either go in the tent or got a report on as that game went on. And that is today's injury report.
Deuce, you take the good, you take the bad with the loss. A lot to build off of, some positive stuff. But one thing that's the negative, though, for the Saints, 13 penalties, 89 yards. That's definitely not going to cut it any week.
No, not going to cut it one bit at all. And so it's something that has to be cleaned up. You've had the officials there at camp way too much to be able to go out there and do it. You know, I did think that maybe a couple of plays are questionable, but you can't win games like that. You just can't do it.
Looking at the rushing numbers for the team, I heard you talking about, you know, they were decent. It just wasn't enough of the run game involved. But lots of positives from Alvin Kamara, Kendra Miller, and even Devin Neal.
Yeah, definitely some positive. I think that you went over 100 yards rushing, but I think when you don't convert, I think there was a couple of drives. I know two particular. One was 40 seconds. One was 12 seconds. When you have those type of drives, the opportunities are few far in between. It was time of possession went to the Cardinals, 33-26, roughly somewhere in there. You've got to be able to possess the ball, and some of that is because I'm putting myself behind the chains or I'm not converting enough on first downs, so my run numbers are down a little bit. And so that's one thing that they're going to have to fix. You want to be north of a 130 for this team. You got 100. There's at least 30 to 40 more rushing yards. You've got to have the attempts, but you've got to be able to convert some other opportunities as well for you.
We knew Trey McBride was going to be a problem. Had six catches, 61 yards. Tight end has been an issue for this black and gold bunch. How do they progress, you know, being able to guard tight ends in the future?
Yeah, I don't think he was the problem. The problem was Marvin Harrison Jr. That was the problem. He had the touchdown. He had the big explosive play. Trey caught some passes, one on a third down, well, two on a third down, really. But, you know, I don't think that he was the problem as much as Marvin Harrison being able to affect you and make you change some things. And, you know, if their top player comes in and does what he does, but I can limit everybody else from being able to affect us. And that's what happened. You couldn't limit. You couldn't take away Marvin Harrison. I mean, you can live with what Trey McBride was able to do, but, I mean, it's Marvin Harrison getting his production is what really took you out as far as the defense is concerned.
And, Deuce, looking at next week, you got the San Francisco 49ers coming to the Superdome, and so another home game for this black and gold bunch. What are some things that you're hoping to see some improvements in their Game 2 matchup?
Well, one, you've got to be able to, one, continue to take care of the football. Can you finish in the red zone? You know, we talked about special teams having to be elite. You covered pretty well. There was one punt that kind of wasn't the best, but you had a big kickoff that you got to the midfield, almost right at midfield. Didn't kind of do what you need to do offensively there. The other one was the missed field goal by Blake. You know, it's tough when you ask your kicker that anything is inside of 50. You want him to be 100%, but that's how this team is built. He's got to be able to make those kicks for you. And, you know, everybody else, when I get in the red zone, I've got to punch it in. I can't go 1-4. I can't go 1-5 or whatever it was from an offensive standpoint. So those are some things that they have to be able to fix if you're going to be successful against San Francisco.
Deuce, thanks so much. Great call today, and hopefully next week we get into that win column.
No doubt.